morning. You're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm Joanne Rideout, sitting in for Donna Quinn. Today we're going to be talking about an organization called Wellspring on the Long Beach Peninsula, and I have three guests in the studio who are going to tell me all about it. In the studio with me today is Vanessa Karnofsky, Flint Wright, and Katie Lindstrom. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Why don't we start with a little bit about the three of you, and then we'll talk about how you came to be involved in Wellspring and what it is. Katie, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role in the community and Wellspring?
Sure. So I am the deputy director of the Pacific County Health Department. I actually live over here in Astoria, but I've been working in Pacific County for the last 13 years. And I was with Wellspring when it first started back in 2006 and have been involved ever since in various roles. I've been a board member, and currently I serve as the project director for the primary funding source that the coalition gets, the Federal Drug Free Communities Grant.
Okay, and you do grant writing for the organization.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, Vanessa, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I am the Wellspring Community Network Coordinator, and I'm also very active in the community. I'm the treasurer for Peninsula Poverty Response. I am a councilwoman for Ilwaco. I live in Ilwaco with my family. I have four children. I'm very active in the schools. I used to be a member of Surf Rescue Team, and most recently we've put on a couple of really great events in the area through Peninsula Poverty Response, like the local triathlon, and then Ocean Beach Education Foundation this last weekend put on their auction dinner, and I was a part of that. So I'm very active in the community. I love the peninsula, and I'm happy to be here.
That's great. And Flint, tell us about you. You are wearing a uniform.
I am. I'm the police chief in Long Beach. We also provide police services for Ilwaco. I was born and raised in that area. I was born in Ilwaco and lived there all my life except for 2 years. And I have been part of Wellspring since 2009. And I've been the police chief since 2004.
Okay. So now the three of you are here today to talk about an organization called Wellspring. We were talking before the show about it, and it seems like a pretty amazing things you're doing there for the community. So maybe, Vanessa, can you tell us about what is Wellspring? What's its mission?
Well, Wellspring's mission is to support community wellness through active collaborations in South Pacific County. And we do this by focusing on strengthening families, mental health issues, youth drug prevention, and poverty. And it's really made up of community volunteers, key professionals, started back in 2006, as Katie said, and we went for a drug-free communities federal grant in 2008 and were awarded. And so that funds us up to $125,000 a year, and that goes towards staff and materials and events that we put on, programs that we put on, and really keeping our organization structurally sound. And it's really amazing that we got that grant. We've been awarded twice in the last 10 years, and we're in our 10th year now. We're in our eighth year now, but our 10-year anniversary as an organization, Wellspring.
So then how many staff members are there working for Wellspring right now?
So currently we have Vanessa, who's our full-time coordinator.
Right.
We have a youth program specialist who spends a lot of time at the school. And then we also just recently picked up an AmeriCorps member who
wow.
is going to be focusing on family and parent enrichment.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about how this all on practical terms works in the community, because you've been accomplishing some great things. So we were talking before the show about partnerships and things like that. Maybe, Flint, if you could tell us a little bit about how that all works. Who is Wellspring working with, and how is that?
Well, Wellspring is an amazing group in the sense that you have a group of people that come together around the table, and this is literally true. You will have left-wing liberals, right-wing conservatives, Baptist preachers, and atheists, all at the same table, getting along and working towards common goals of strengthening
wow.
families, reducing drug use in the community, especially among youth. That's what attracted me to the organization. I came on board in 2009 because I got the drug-free community grant. And part of that grant is to have an officer in the school 8 to 10 hours a week. Not as a school resource officer, not to enforce laws, but to actually build relationships with students and help set policy within the school. And that has just been, it's been a huge success in the school. And that's really what attracted me, is the fact that Wellspring brings these different groups together that have sort of common goals. And we say, okay, we look at a problem, a local problem, how can we solve it? How can we try and make it better? And that's what we do.
And so we were talking before the show about some of the real changes that you've seen in behavior among young people in the schools as a result of this. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, before I do, we did a survey. Katie can talk about this. And talk about the results of the survey, Katie, because that's the statistical data, and then I'll give you some anecdotal.
Oh, sure. So related to youth substance use, every 2 years, the school districts survey students in the 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grade. It's called the Healthy Youth Survey, and it asks all kinds of questions related to student wellness. And the key data that we really look at is related to youth substance use. So they ask about 30-day use for alcohol, marijuana, tobacco, and they ask about what their perception is of harm related to these drugs and alcohol. They ask about if they think their parents think it's a bad thing. These different data points that we know, affect use. And what we've seen through the data is a significant drop. In 2006, our 30-day use rates were at least a third, and in some cases, twice as high as state average. And now, in our most recent data in 2014, our data is showing that kids are using at state average and in a lot of cases below state average. So it's been a significant drop.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And what that's looked like from the law enforcement standpoint, we have less calls to the school for fights. This is all statistical data that I can show. Less calls to the school for fights. We have a lot less minor possession, that's of alcohol violations. We used to have kids smoking cigarettes in the bus stops. That was a big problem. That's a very rare thing. I mean, these are things that have actually impacted the youth in a positive way, and it's directly because of Wellspring, and it's directly because of the involvement in the schools. The officer Casey Emelian, he goes in, he's in civilian clothes. He's not there to break up fights, although he will. He's not there to handle calls like a school resource officer. He's there to build relationships. Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, it has really worked. It is noticeably different in the schools there now because of that grant, because of some people got together in 2006 and said, we have some issues, what can we do to solve the issues? And it shows what some money from the federal government and local control can do to solve a problem. It can truly work, and especially if you get people that will put aside their differences and say, where can we come together commonly? On a common
right, looking for that
work.
Common ground.
Yeah.
Well, this seems like just such a great way to approach something you hear in the news all the time, which is our society is really dysfunctional, and how do we fix that? We can't necessarily legislate mental health, but this seems like you're approaching that from a very basic, starting at the early life, early in people's lives, to really change the way they see the world and the way they relate to the world, and that's a pretty powerful thing. So we've been talking about the officer in schools program, but are there other programs that Wellspring, maybe Vanessa, could you talk about some of the other partnerships in the community that Wellspring has?
Well, I'm going to talk about one that I'm really proud of in the last year, and that's all our work on ACEs, which is Adverse Childhood Experiences. And we have a Wellspring Resilience Collaborative that gets together once a month and discusses how we can share and educate people on ACEs. And most recently, we put on two presentations, two full school district staff presentations for Nacelle School District and Ocean Beach School District, and had over 160 staffers. And that's not just teachers, but janitorial staff, kitchen staff, school bus drivers, receptionists, everyone turned out for this education. And we have to think about who that touches then, that they go out and they actually work with every student in the school district. And so they can look at a student and see how maybe their childhood traumas have impacted them and why they might be behaving the way they do, why it might be hard for them to concentrate in class or turn in assignments or get to school on time, that these are all issues that are concerning, and we need to help children and support them so that they can, so that they again can grow up and be healthy. And so that all starts with education and awareness, and that's what we're focused on right now. And We plan on doing more educations in the future, like doing a town hall in November on November 10th. That also is focused around building community resilience and touching on ACEs in our community and all the different support systems that we have, all the different organizations and what they provide to families in order to strengthen them and again, come together and knowing that we're all in this together and what we can do to strengthen our youth.
So before the show, we were talking about how you have regular, like monthly meetings, I guess, where everybody who's involved gets together. So maybe, Katie, let me ask you this. So who's sitting around the table when you have those meetings? Who are the community? I mean, we know the police department is involved, but who else is there?
The Long Beach Police Department's been a strong partner since very early on. The health department is represented. We have people from Willapa Behavioral Health, lots of community volunteers. We have faith community leaders. The hospital has been involved. The sheriff's office has been involved at different points.
Coastal Community Action Program, Pacific County Youth Alliance, Big
the
Brothers,
school
Big
district,
Sisters, Boys and Girls Club, Peninsula Poverty Response. Did you say Ocean Beach Hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back to School. Just lots of different. And it's sort of ebbed and flowed. We have some key partners that have kind of been there all along. Mm-hmm. And then we have partners that come in maybe around a certain initiative, and then they sort of fade back out, and then they come back in. Mm-hmm. And so it can't, our membership can be fluid that way.
Yeah. So how do you decide what, as a group, what you're going to tackle?
Well, I've been past chair. I'm the vice chair. I'll be the chair next year. And I kind of view my role as the realist in the group in the sense that I try to keep people grounded because we will set up what are some of the goals? And at some point, I have actually interrupted and said, why don't we just put up there ending world hunger and solving the Middle East problem? I said, it'd be great, but we have to be realistic.
Yeah.
And I think we take things that we can accomplish. And even if it's small accomplishments, I go to a lot of meetings. And one of the things when I joined Wellspring, I said, I'm not going to be part of this if it's just going to a meeting to talk and then nothing gets accomplished. And Wellspring, and this is what really keeps me engaged, is the fact that you actually have some successes and you have some accomplishments. You're not just getting together and talking about a problem, crying about it. There's actually things going forward. And I have to think, one of the things that we do is we set some goals of what we want to accomplish. We try to keep them to manageable goals. Mm-hmm. And so I think that drives a lot of what we do. But a lot of times people come with an idea and we'll say, well, form a committee and we'll support you and good luck. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's very few causes that we're not willing to back and support.
Right.
So, we have to draw our boundaries sometimes, but it's rare. So, but we do have a strategic plan and we stick to it, and then we create our annual plan and we stick to it, and we know that we need that structure for the health of our organization. But if you have a cause and it falls under community wellness, we support you in it. We want you at our table to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Local,
see how
that's
we
the,
can
that's the
build
issue.
A support team, a collaboration to get that underway.
Right. So now you've been around for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the other things that you've tackled in during that time?
So we've done quite a bit. We, back in 2007, we built a low ropes course up at Ocean Park Retreat Center. That was a partnership with the retreat center where, our volunteers and we had a little bit of money and we built the course. We have about 250 sixth graders who go through that course every year, challenge course. We have facilitated partnerships between Ocean Beach School District and Willapa Behavioral Health to provide mental health counseling in the schools. Same kind of partnership with ESD to provide drug and alcohol counseling in the schools, which has really increased access to treatment for kids. It's almost doubled the number of kids who are able to access those services. We have established a permanent drop box for people to return prescription drugs at the Long Beach Police Department.
And so how is that helpful? What is the goal in that?
Is really just to reduce the supply out in the community so that kids aren't going in or anybody, they're not going into people's medicine cabinets and getting prescription drugs.
Oh, so narcotics and
getting,
things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, getting stolen or just ending up in the water.
Toilet, right?
Yeah,
I mean, because I mean,
supply.
You think, right. You think, oh, well, I'm just going to put my prescription down the toilet, just my 20 pills. But then you should see the amount of prescriptions that are turned into us. I mean, It is mind-boggling.
Yeah. Wow. We also promote lockboxes for families that do have prescription medications. Yep. And again, just to keep small children out of those medications, because that's a leading cause of death in the United States, is just, you know, unsafe prescriptions out there for anyone to get to.
One of the things that Wellsprings lobbied for was passing a 0.1% sales tax over there to fund mental health programs. And it's about $250,000 every year that's collected. I will say confidently that if it had not been for Wellspring, that would never have happened. And we lobbied and lobbied.
It sounded like a pretty hard sell, you know.
It was. I mean, in the sense that, I mean, nobody wants more taxes,
right, you know.
But, again, I argued with people that sort of were like, well, we don't need more taxes. This is the perfect conservative tax in the sense that it's local control for a local problem. It's not going to Olympia. It's not going to Washington, D.C. It's staying right in our community to solve a problem that we have. Yeah. I mean, how much more how it doesn't get any better than that. As far as you're going to have a tax, that's a great tax to have, you know.
Yeah. And it was a tenth of a penny. And about 40% of all sales in Pacific County come from outside the county.
And because of that, have counselors now in the school. Willapa's been able to hire more staff.
Wow.
And that is because Wellspring lobbied and kept lobbying. And I gave up, but Wellspring kept lobbying. But, I mean, they did it. I mean, it because they kept at it. And if it hadn't been for Wellspring, that wouldn't have happened.
So we talked a little bit about Wellspring sort of helping with homeless issues, but through kind of spin-off groups that – can you talk a little – maybe, Katie, can you talk a little bit about that, about how the spin-off groups or Vanessa, I don't know which of you want to address that, but – you know, groups that are sort of associated with you but kind of doing their own thing and you sort of fostering that.
Yeah, so Peninsula Poverty Response started with a couple of Wellspring members that talked about poverty issues and they were faith-based members. And this was an issue that was near and dear to their heart, and they really wanted to see some kind of action on, you know, controlling the homeless population and supporting them and their, you know, anything that they might need. And that conversation spun off into its own group, which later became Peninsula Poverty Response, and just kept evolving and gaining membership. And now they're very robust, and I'm the treasurer for them.
Wow.
I'm very proud of everything they've accomplished, especially this last year. I mean, they've been doing Project Homeless Connect for 3 years now.
It'll be our fourth year coming up.
Coming up in January. We do it every January. But this last year, we were able to do the overnight winter lodging program for a couple of months during the coldest months of the winter. And then this year, we're going to expand it to 4 months. But again, just getting people who are living on the streets a place that's warm and providing them food. And then we also can let them know about all the services that are out there for them, maybe get them permanently housed and get them employment and, you know, get them in to see a mental health professional if they need that. So again, that is something that just keeps evolving. It's growing and we're really proud. And then this year we did the triathlon in El Waco, and it was the first time Peninsula Poverty Response has done the triathlon, and it was a very successful event and just a fundraise and, again, bring awareness to the issue of poverty in South Pacific County. And anything to add, Katie?
No, I just think that Peninsula Poverty Response really is in the same vein as Wellspring in terms of collaboration and just bringing people together to get things done. And I think it's a good example of part of what Wellspring what we like to see is we'll get something kind of started and provide the seed and the support. And in an ideal world, everything we do would become like a Peninsula Poverty Response where it kind of has a life of its own.
Okay. Right. Which I want to mention, another program we have is called the Wellspring Mini Grants. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of under the same umbrella of, you know, planting a seed, cultivating it, supporting it. We provide from $100 to $1,000 of support through our Mini Grants program, which, by the way, the applications are coming out October 6th for that. So anybody who is interested in reducing intergenerational poverty or reducing adverse childhood experiences in South Pacific County can apply and receive some seed money to start a program or to support an event or buy some supplies. We've had people use it as match for bringing AmeriCorps in, which helps establish their organization.
Field trips?
Field trips. Mm-hmm. We've, you know, it's supported just little gap issues, we've had the school lunch program has identified that there's some gaps where people don't quite qualify for free and reduced lunches, but their parents can't pay that every month and they get behind. And so just paying that down for them. I mean, there's been some really wonderful events and programs that have come out of our mini grants. And that, again, is just about, hey, you have an idea. We want to support you. Here you go. Here's a little bit of money to get you started. And then we just watch them, again, continue to grow. It's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Wow. Well, I just want to take a minute and remind you that you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm sitting in today for Donna Quinn. I'm in the studio today talking about Wellspring, which is an organization on the Long Beach Peninsula. And my three guests today are Vanessa Karnofsky, Flint Wright, and Katie Lindstrom. And they're all members. They're all community members. And they're all involved in this Wellspring organization, which is doing great things. We talked a little bit at the beginning of the show about the fact that, Katie, you write grants, and it's partially federally funded by grants, but you're also a nonprofit organization. So what other kinds of fundraising are you seeking to do, or do you do, other than the grants?
Well, we are always accepting contributions.
Okay.
You can do that through our website. You can contact myself through our website at wellspringpacific.org. We are actually just starting to fundraise actively at the end of this year and really starting in 2017 because we want to be around once the grant runs out in 2018. We want to be here and continue to do all the things that we're doing. And so fundraising right now is specific asks or through contacting us and at this time. But next year, we do plan on doing things like Movies in the Park to fundraise, doing some crowdfunding, and doing like T-shirt sales and just focused fundraising efforts.
We just became a 501c3 not too long
2015.
Ago.
2015.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so, and we just now have been getting things like figured out how does Wellspring look as a 501c3?
Yeah.
And we're, you know, just involved doing that. So we're just sort of starting, like Vanessa said, the fundraising part.
Mm-hmm. And it'll probably end up being a combination of local fundraising. There are some other grant opportunities probably out there. Foundations that we can write letters to request support from. So it's going to be a combination. But we have, you know, a lot to make up. We've had $125,000 a year for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
We have that for two more years. So, you know.
That's sustainability.
Thing. Yeah, sustainability is definitely
a
focus
deal.
For us.
Yeah. Well, when you say, you know, you've all referred to the members of your group. So about how many, are those members all representing agencies or are there also citizens who are just members of your group?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We actually, under the Drug Free Communities Grant, we need to have representation from multiple disciplines. So we do have faith-based, we have law enforcement, we have parents, educators,
healthcare,
nonprofits,
youth.
Yes. So we have all of that, and some of them, you know, of those disciplines, it's very robust, and mm-hmm. who's there at the table, and some of them are a little weaker. But we're always trying to build capacity so that everyone's voice is represented. It's really important to be diverse in our group because, as Flint said, you want everybody to feel comfortable and come towards that common good.
Oh, I was just going to say, we have anywhere from 20 to 30 or so people who attend our monthly meetings. And then there's several subcommittees that meet on different topics throughout the month. So several people participate that way. And then beyond just participating in meetings or events, we have a large network of just people who are connected in through email and who come to our larger community events.
Mm-hmm. So, Katie, you mentioned earlier that there's an AmeriCorps volunteer working for your group. Can you tell us a little bit about that person, what they do, and how you ended up getting them?
Sure.
Involved?
So in Pacific County, we have something called the Pacific County Youth Alliance, which Wellspring also is a partner on. And what they have is a group AmeriCorps grant through the state. So they receive, this year, I believe, 15 AmeriCorps positions that come to Pacific County and then are dispatched out into various youth-serving organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Boys and Girls Club. And this year, Wellspring got one of those AmeriCorps. So we get Nicole Lopez is our AmeriCorps, and she's going to be with us for 10 and a half months, and she'll be supporting our parent enrichment team is primary goal. Really working with us to help some planning around a community center and some other family and parent enrichment stuff that's going on.
Okay, great. Well, we're sort of getting toward the end of the show, and I wanted to ask you all just to talk a little bit about what you get out of being involved in this organization. So, Flint, you're the captain of the police department. People sort of think of, you know, well, you know, I mean, cops give tickets and kind of arrest people. So obviously that's not your mission. That's not your mission here. So what you must get something very deep out of this in order to stay so involved as you are. So,
well, I think the main thing for Wellspring, as far as I'm concerned, for me is I've been in law enforcement since 1987. So I've been doing it for a while. And when you start, you think, okay, I'm going to maybe arrest the problem away, whether it's, you know, drug use. And then you reach a point where you see that's not happening. And about, I don't know, I guess when they got a hold of me, I was in the right frame of mind to say something's got to, we got to try something different. And what I like about Wellsprings and really what keeps me engaged is it's prevention. If we can stop youth from getting into drugs through education, through community norms of what the community expects, to me that's just a win-win. So much better to prevent someone from becoming a drug user than to try and deal with that problem with through arresting or even rehab. I mean, wouldn't it be better if they didn't ever start?
Yes.
So that's
right.
What really got me into Wellsprings and what keeps me there. It is challenging. I'm not gonna lie to you. There are things you look at. Sometimes we're more depressed, or I am get more depressed than other times. But that's what keeps me going. I like the idea of prevention. And seeing results.
Seen
results.
That's great. Vanessa, you're a staff member. What motivates you to be so involved in this?
I just love people. I love my community. Ask my family. They don't like going grocery shopping with me because I will talk to everyone on every aisle. What Wellspring does is phenomenal. And we follow through. We're consistent. If you have Wellspring at the table and you're trying to accomplish something, we're going to help you make that happen. And I think people count on that, and I love that we're seen as a huge asset in our community. So I couldn't think of a better organization to be a part of.
Okay. And Katie, you're doing a very important thing. You're kind of bringing in the money. So
yeah.
What keeps you going?
On that note, I don't think of myself as just the money, but if I am going to bring in money and write grants, I want it to be for an organization that's effective and efficient. And I've seen so much success with Wellspring, and think it's just a really smart way to spend money and to implement programs. You get so much more when you have a lot of people involved than if we were to try and do it by ourselves. Like within my department, for example.
Okay, so we're just have a few, maybe a minute left. See, Vanessa, can you give us contact info for Wellspring if people want to get involved?
Absolutely. So we meet once a month on the second Tuesday of the month at 3 p.m. at the South Pacific County Building. Everyone is welcome at our table. Please come. We also have a 10-year anniversary coming up on October 25th at the Cranberry Museum from 4 to 6 p.m. Again, everyone is welcome to attend that and celebrate the last 10 years of Wellspring being on the peninsula. Our website is wellspringpacific.org, and you can read all about our programs and, you know, our history and what's coming up for Wellspring on that website. And then contributions are always welcome. You can just mail those to us or contact me through our website, and we will gladly take any contributions to help Wellspring stay around for years to come. And thank you so much for having
us. Sure. Well, thank you so much for being here. Well, I'm Joanne Rideout. This has been Talk of Our Towns. And you can get this show as a podcast on Coast Community Radio's website probably by the end of the day at coastradio.org. Thanks for listening.